Michael Demers, talk about the passing attack that you had this evening, because Scott Randall has you 14 for 22 for 219 here in this ball game tonight. Some good numbers, and congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you. My credit goes to the linemen. They really held up tonight. I got some good protection, and I delivered with my fast wide receivers.
Yeah, well, you have some speed to work with there, no doubt about it. What's making this team so special here this year?
It's just one big family, and it just feels so good to be all one. It's not about just one person. There's no standout stats, or just everybody gets a share in it.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you guys want to get some more high fives from your fans in the stands who are making their way on the track. Michael, congratulations on a great game.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, let's get Parker Lang here, who had a terrific night receiving. And Parker, you're a big play guy, 5 receptions tonight, 79 yards. I want to talk about the interception you make where you run 100. What did Kevin Duque say to you? He say anything?
He said to me, and after I run all the way down the field, he said, I about cried at the other end after I saw the flag go up, but he said, man, I'm sorry. I go, hey, it don't matter, we're a team. We're going to go get the next one. So it didn't matter. We were going to go finish it no matter what.
Now I got to go to the defensive side of the ball. We know you're a big play receiver, averaging close to 30 yards per catch. But defensively, you know, we have our defensive linemen. We have the trio of linebackers. And then we got the guys in coverage such as yourself. What a unit you guys have become.
Yeah, we play together, and we pride ourselves on how many points we give up a game and how well we play on defense, because defense wins championships. So
amen.
Yes, sir.
A la hopefully Minnesota Vikings, if you're a Vikes fan. Are you?
I don't pick fans
okay.
for NFL,
all right.
but yeah.
Okay. Hey, what about the crowd?
Oh man, this has to be the biggest crowd I've seen, bigger than Spencer. I thought Spencer was the biggest crowd I've ever played in front of.
Last year.
We look up into the stands. It's just amazing. It's just so proud to be a Tornado.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get the King Josh Werge. First of all, how is your health? You know, I know it killed you not to practice week. That's what I heard, that the coaches kept you out. Was that frustrating for you?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. Like, I tried to go in, they yelled at me for getting in, so I'd have to come right back out, and got me real frustrated, so I didn't practice all week. All I did was, on Thursday, we just polished up some plays, and then I go in for like one play and then get out for the rest, and they didn't let me play. They didn't let me like practice much. So,
Josh, how does Lamar's compare to the previous 5 teams? So, how do you rank them? Were they the toughest team we faced? One of the toughest? How do you stack up with this team?
I honestly think Lamar's was the toughest team we faced so far, because like they actually hit us in the mouth first. They actually hit it. Although they didn't score, they still hit us in the mouth. Kind of got scared a little bit. We couldn't run the ball at all. We had to do other things, so they kind of scared us.
How much has this Storm Lake football team grown from a year ago when we went 3-6 but lost some close games? How much have we matured? How much have we gotten better?
We gotten better so much. Like Coach said, on the defensive side, we do big things. We have like key linebackers. We have corners that stop the throwing pass, and like I feel like we all mature as a team now, because like we've grown up. And, like, we know the system now since it's Coach's second year here, so, yeah.
Well, you guys are certainly coming into your own next week at Spirit Lake. Good luck.
Yep, big one.
Thank you. And let's get Alfredo Ramirez right now to my right. Hey, thanks for being so patient here. Alfredo, welcome to Facebook Live via Scott Randall. Give all those Tornado fans a big shout-out here, because tonight you were terrific. And I know it's not just you.
Yeah.
What has making this season for you become so special? I have you for 7 sacks now on the year.
Well, all week we've been practicing getting off the ball fast, turning off the corner, and making it hard for the quarterback.
Can I ask you something now? When did you start playing football? Did you start all the way down when you were a youngster, or what was the first time you played?
Actually, it was like 7th grade.
7th grade football when you come into the middle school. Who has really helped your game? Who has developed you into becoming the football player that you are?
I think Coach Week, off season, we've been practicing. We went to camp, and then we actually did pretty good there.
Yeah, Northwestern camp you're talking about. You guys won that camp. If there's any younger kids listening on the radio right now, maybe watching via Facebook, how much work do you put in the off season to make yourself better?
Well, we actually, all summer we go workouts in the weight room.
Who's your biggest fan?
Huh?
Who's your biggest fan? Who's the biggest fan of Alfredo Ramirez?
the whole team. I look up to the whole team.
All these Tornado fans. Yeah. We got to make some room here. Listen, Alfredo, I'll let you go. You a good dancer? You going to go to the dance tonight?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Well, you better go dance, buddy. Yeah. Celebrate that win. Congratulations again.
Right, thank you.